I think that I've seen a pretty rapid change in philosophy in clinical investigators in colorectal cancer to be more aggressive looking for surgically curable disease. I'm not sure that message has quite gotten out there yet. What do you think?
I agree. It's a message that I emphasize whenever I get the chance to speak to general oncologists. What we're trying to emphasize is not the fine-tuning of metastatic treatment, but not missing an opportunity to cure somebody. And I think one of the other difficulties that a community oncologist may have is that they may have a general surgeon in their practice who might do 10 liver operations a year. That's different than a tertiary care liver surgeon who does one a day. And I think the skill set, the envelope pushing nature of one who does it all day, every day is very different. And while your buddy across the hall might be your golf buddy and the like, if you or your wife had liver metastases, I suspect you're going to a tertiary care place to have your liver done. So I think this is one of those areas in GI surgery where it's worth going to a tertiary care center to have a multidisciplinary approach done with a curative intent.
There's a corollary to this interest that really starts, as usual, with the clinical investigators in identifying these patients. I also see them much more aggressive about follow-up in terms of trying to pick up currents early. It's interesting, in breast cancer, there's a lot of controversy because the guidelines say, well, you don't even have to do scans or anything on people because it's not going to make any difference in the long run. And you see a very different philosophy. Again, I'm seeing it mostly in clinical investigators right now in terms of CEAs, scans, et cetera. Does that sound accurate?
I think it is. I think there is clearly a shift from our guidelines, which are relatively conservative. You know, some liver function tests, a good physical exam, maybe a CEA, but, you know, and a chest x-ray. Well, that's not going to find early stage disease. Those steps are not going to do that. The availability of CT scan has really helped that. I think where we may be abusing a bit, and maybe not, is around the PET scan issue. I see more and more PET scanning done, and while a very good test and a very useful test, I've also had plenty of false positives and false negatives with PET as well. So I think good CT imaging complements good PET, and I think we have to be careful about how we follow up. But absolutely, I think I personally am more comfortable with following patients more aggressively than I used to be. In multidisciplinary clinics, we talk a lot about timing of operations, extent of operations. Do we really think this is a curative surgery? It's a discussion of motive, honestly, or if we're going to do this, why? What do we predict will be the outcome? For both of us, it's a reality check for both of us. You know, we have a very interactive group, and the surgeon looks at you cross-eyed. They're happy to do the operation, and they'll get out what we see, but how sure are we on the other side that that's going to solve the problem? That push and pull between us is good, I think, for the patient, and prevents patients from having operations that won't help them, but gets more patients to operations that will.